So I'm an idiot and I forgot to record. So now I'm starting officially. Kristen, you're going to need to send me a text every day right before we start. The amount of podcasts that are missing the first like 3 minutes is unreal. So I apologize for that. So basically, we're going to get into, you know, who's the quiz for, methods to send it out, how to use it as like a prospecting tool as kind of part one today. Today, I'm going to try to break up into two parts. Part one is how to use it. Part two is going to be the results pages, where to find them, how to read through them, and then how to explain those, okay? And so we're going to, of course, share with other panelists as we are going through this, okay? So who is the quiz for? Well, some people are like, well, is it only for older people or, you know, who really is this for? Well, it's anybody who's thinking about retirement planning. This person could be young or they could be old. So it's anybody who's thinking about their retirement. You know, it's like they're already thinking about it. Now, statistically, people don't really start to think about it very heavily until their mid-40s, okay, 50 years old. Then people get really serious about their retirement. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to come up pretty quick. I got to get this going. But I have clients in their young 30s who are extremely focused on that, you know, on retirement. And they're doing everything they can to maximize all the things they can right now. So it's really for anybody who's of the right framework in their mind. So some of the methods, of course, it's a custom link. So that was one of the most exciting things when we were building this out was I had it as a web address and that's how I was using it. So I told Lucas and Steve, who I've never actually talked to Steve, he's like a robot. It's like a mythical character. He's just the man behind SDP, but I've never actually spoken to him and Roy's never met him. So we don't know if he's actually not artificial intelligence. But he's clearly brilliant. So I said, we need this to be one of the webinar links, a publicly shareable link. And the reason for that is you can go to your dashboard on your publicly shareable links. It's right there. You can copy it, which means you can do a host of things. You could put it in a broadcast. Okay. So you could broadcast it out to, let's say you want to send it to your securities clients with a certain message in the email, and you wanted to send it to your life clients with a different style message. Okay. So you could send it out to prospects with a different message. And I do think you should do things that way. It's not best in email marketing to create one slab piece of content and then send it out to everybody. You know, you want to tell like your securities clients, hey, I know we've been working on these things, but I want to know where you feel, you know, and how you feel like where you are right now. Life insurance clients, a different message, prospects, a different message. So you can first use it inside of Sales Team Pro as a publicly shareable link that you could send out as a broadcast or as an individual campaign. So it's also a campaign. So if you were to go to your campaigns tab on the left side of STP, there's all the shortcuts at the top that will zip you down to wherever, you know, because it's a long page of all the campaigns. So you hit the client, the little client box at the very top there. That's going to fast forward you down to the client category. It's going to be the top left. That's retirement quiz. Okay. We're going to come back to this in a little while because when you click on that, you're actually going to see the four reports that are going to be available are going to be right in there for you to actually show or for you to work through understanding each of the four PDFs that they could be receiving, okay? So first off, you can email it or you can text it. So that's another thing you can do. You could jump in your STP really quick, grab the link, and you could text it to somebody. Now, the problem with texting it, if it were a prospect, if we think about this from the point of what is the point of STP, to aggregate names, emails, phone numbers so that we can have them in an organized fashion to follow up with people professionally over a period of time, right? Well, if I just text it to a stranger, let's say I don't really know somebody and I just text it to them, the only way that I'm going to gather their information is if they get to the end of the quiz. They take the whole quiz, they get to the end, and they decide to give me their information. If they put their info in there, STP is going to create a contact for you. It's going to create a contact. So, well, now what I'm doing is I'm putting my hands in, or my business in the hands of the prospect and telling them that they have to finish this thing. You know, well, what I'd prefer to do is say, hey, I would like to send you some information. What's your email? Really quick, you can do a quick add to your contacts, quick add a contact, put them in, and then send them the campaign immediately, right, you know, right after that. So I think that that's one of the best things. George Verdugo talked a few weeks ago about, like, the conversion on sales was 90% higher, some crazy number, if you followed up within 5 to 10 minutes after talking to somebody. 5 to 10 minutes, which seems insanely fast, but hey, the numbers are the numbers, right? So accept the numbers. So if that's where stats are and that's where we are today with the speed of follow-up, then follow up that quickly. So what you could do is just do a quick ad, say, hey, I'll get you some information. Then you walk out of the store, you sit down in your car, you just pull up that contact and blast them that campaign really quick, and you're instantly getting them something. And because you have their phone number, what's best then is you could blast them the email, and then you could text them and say, hey, Joe, it was great meeting you. I sent you an email. Check your spam junk. It might be in there. This is the email address it's coming from, or something of that nature. So I always think when you're first sending a text message to somebody who hasn't gotten your STP emails before, when it's new, you want to send them a text to verify, to tell them, hey, I did just send you an email. You know, go check in your little multitude of areas until you find it. So that's one of the best ways to get them into STP, because if I meet you and I just give you the quiz, I might not ever get your info. But if I get your info, I can still send you the quiz. And then now I have you in Sales Team Pro, and we can professionally slowly put you on a drip program until it's your time and the timing is right for you, right? So as a prospecting tool, it's amazing. So when you ask people, you know, what you do, you know, if people ask you what you do, okay, it's a great thing to send them, because you can say, well, it's like, what do you do? Well, if you're talking to somebody older, it's really easy to say, well, do you have a 401k? And they're like, sure. You say, okay, so here's a good example of what I do. You have a 401k. Yep. Are you certain that the amount of money that you'll acquire in your 401k will be the amount of money you need to retire when you want to retire? The guy goes, I don't know. Say, now, there's a lot of implicit fees with the 401k. Do you know exactly how much you're spending in what we call little known fees? No. So, yeah, what I do is I help people know those things. I actually have a little quiz I can send to you. And if you take my quiz and it all makes sense, then you'll fully understand what I do. And they're like, yeah. And you can just send them the quiz right there. And what I found is the power of the quiz's questions, which you should really go through slowly. You know, you as the rep, you need to go through and understand the questions, because the questions are extremely powerful. The questions were written by somebody, the guy who was originally bought this from, et cetera, et cetera. They were a part of a independent financial advisory firm. Basically everybody there, certified financial planners. Their shop of only 5 agents does between $100 and $200 million of AUM a year in a little shop with 5 people. We're talking about a wildly, massively successful kind of base shop, all right, outside of our company. But when you're talking about anybody who's doing $100 million of AUM a year, not through mergers and acquisitions and buying out other broker dealers, but actual, like, new clientele, holistically building that kind of shop, that's unbelievable. And they're the ones who formulated these questions. So the questions are amazing. You need to read through them, because it even gives you a lot of prospecting material. As I was just saying, like the little known fees, that terminology really clicks with people and makes them be like, oh, little known, I didn't think I was paying anything in my 401k. You know, that kind of thing gets the brain going. So, and then the last point, and we're going to kind of open up for some discussion here for part one, is it's great for clients to send as a referral source. So it gives your client something to actually send somebody. Here's what I mean. I helped a guy out at this, there's a gas refinery by us here where I have a lot of clients, and I was helping him with his retirement stuff. he said, well, I got these couple of guys at work. I was kind of talking to them about you, but they were like, what does he really do? And I was telling them about my 401k. And he was like, I was just kind of rambling. Like I was talking to him about all this stuff and said, here, I'm going to send you a link for this quiz. All I want you to do is send them the quiz. So I'm like, hey, just send him the quiz. In fact, this is what my guy does. He makes this, like, take this little quiz. It'll take you 3 minutes. He makes this stuff make sense. Okay. He makes this stuff make sense. You know, talking normal, you know, nomenclature that people can understand. So it was just like, he makes this kind of stuff make sense. Take this little quiz. And at the end, if you want to talk to him, his information's right there. You can click on it kind of thing and then schedule a time to talk. Right. So it's a great prospecting tool, a great way to get in front of a lot of people. And so I want to open it up. I don't know if any of the panelists currently have actually used it, or you've just simply looked at it and you're just seeing how, like, this is going to be a usable thing in your business. And if you're not up right now, I see, you know, Mercandante, Joe Casella, Mark Drake, any of you who may have looked at this and haven't gotten to use it yet, love to bring you up. So if somebody has something to say, Mark, I got you pulling up here. So if you want to go first, Mark, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. I just wanted to let you know that I went in and I have not used it, but I went and emailed it to myself and went through the quiz. And I think the potential's phenomenal. So first of all, I want to say thank you for your investment of time and energy into making this available to everybody, because I think it's going to have a tremendous value for people. So that's all I really wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that. And I think it's going to be really good, you know, for your existing clientele. The referability is the kind of the biggest asset that I've found from it so far. Is it's kind of a fun thing. It really gets people thinking. And hopefully you felt like that when you were going through it. It gets the brain turning when you read those kinds of questions. So, so who else? Anthony Birkenlander or Mike? Go ahead, Mike. I see your mic's off.
Yeah. So, now I'd love to hear how you're talking about using as referral. I was in a meeting this morning, a recruiting interview with someone that's fully licensed, and I was kind of walking them through some of Sales Team Pro, and I was walking them through this retirement quiz. I said, now think about this, like every single client that you pick up on the retirement side, imagine if they just sent this quiz to five of their friends and a couple of them filled it out and you were able to pick up one or two more clients without making a phone call, without doing anything like that, just them sharing this little piece of value with their friends and family. And I think that's what, you know, overall STP is allowing us to do with this quiz. I've used the life insurance quiz, the life insurance questionnaire link. I've used that the same way, where if someone, you know, buys life insurance from me and opens up a $50 PAC, but life insurance was a big thing with them, I've had them send that quiz to 5 to 10 referrals, and I'll pick up another sale just from their friends doing that quiz. Then I see me using this the exact same way, and it's just another way for us to add value, not only to our clients but to the people that they know, without us making 100 new phone calls or trying to track down referrals and catching them at the right time to set that next appointment.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's, so yeah, you're already seeing the idea, like you said, if each client sent it to five people, you know, and then you just gotten a text message, a three-way text message with those same five people, you could follow up with them while the referrer, you know, saw how you're treating their friends in the text message. And that's why that's so brilliant too. So, which by the way, I told Roy, I said, we're going to run this first. I said, and if this goes brilliantly and everybody starts, you know, seeing a lot of results from this, we're going to rebuild the insurance one to be less of a landing page and more of like a proper quiz like this, where it kind of goes page by page, one question at a time, to get people thinking about their insurance needs and making a little more of a something like this one, I guess, and make the model look a little bit more like this. So that could potentially be coming when, you know, once we get this off Steve's back and everything, and this runs a little bit for a little while. So go ahead to anybody else kind of ready to speak up. Sorry, I saw.
Josh, all right.
Yep, there you go, Dano.
Yeah, I haven't got in there and really spent some time checking it out, but I like the idea, and I like the idea of what you just said going at it, because a lot of this is kind of like what I see the benefit of the B-Dollar Smart is it gets the client in the driver's seat or potential client in the driver's seat to be able to evaluate themselves. And then now, instead of us being that quote pushy salesperson, now we're more in that consultative and, you know, counseling role, which gives us a chance to educate and explain and, you know, create the strategies that they're looking for.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. It's all about making, putting them in control. The whole idea behind this is to put them in the seat and then to get them thinking. That's the thing, to really get them thinking. Like one of the questions, for instance, question four is excluding real estate, what are your current investment portfolio assets? All right. Well, if you're thinking about your average clientele that we sit down with, first off, they don't even think in terms of portfolio assets. Like they don't even use that terminology, right? But there's the lowest that I built these numbers out, okay, for my old quiz for me, because many of these guys who was on this call with and stuff, when I purchased the program, only deal with clients over $1 million. So their little thing literally said less than 1 million and you got like kicked out of the quiz. Like it was unbelievable. That's the kind of level these people are working with. Well, so I did less than 250. It doesn't kick you out, but what it does is gets people thinking, because if we're talking about a retirement quiz and you have less than 250,000, you're not looking at retirement. Right. So, and depending on, and especially if people are older. Okay. But just this one area, 250, 250 to 500, 5 to 750, then there's a 2.5 million plus as the kind of the top one. Right. Well, when you look at that, it starts to make you think. It's like, well, I'm 250 to 500, let's say, and I hit that one. And I'm looking at these others' answers like, geez, how do you get up there? And this other part of your subconscious then thinks, well, other people are clearly clicking this box who are taking this quiz. Do you see? Which makes people, there's a lot of psychology behind this. It makes people then think, well, I want to be in that higher bracket, right? So then there's all these little things about like situations and stuff. I'm working with an advisor. I'm not working with an advisor. I have one, but I'm not happy with my advisor, right? So you're trying to get them. The main thing here is curiosity, getting their own brain thinking. We want people thinking for themselves. We want them to actually think though, right? It's like the great Bob Safford always used to tell Tom and I are pretty close. And he said, Tom would say, I'd say, Dad, we think differently. And he'd say, no, Tom, we just think. And most people don't. Like most people don't think. We want to get people thinking. So is your investment portfolio currently set up to provide adequate income in retirement? Yes, I'm not sure. I don't think so. Well, even the answers we purposely, when this guy built the questions, it was really good because you could tell they, you know, yes, no, no, so harsh. People don't want to say no, but I don't think so. You know, dot, dot, dot. It's like it's softer and people are more likely to answer well. So, but here's part of that, like that thinking. How well diversified is your portfolio right now? And then it says, e.g., large cap, small cap, growth, value, equities, fixed income, domestic, international. What is the average person thinking about that, Joe Casella? Do you think the average person knows that they're diversified, you know, across their asset allocation for their age and quantity of money they have is well diversified? No way. They're even looking at these going, I don't even know what that means. For most clients, right? So, and then it just keeps going on. It goes into fees of their 401ks. There's actually a report for that that they can see about. Then there's like accumulation phase versus distribution phase of your retirement. So there's just so much in here without going through every one of the questions. But so it talks about if you're fully optimized for tax perspective, okay? So tax advantage stuff, that kind of thing. And the answer is yet again, yes, it's fully tax optimized, or I think there may be additional opportunities. It doesn't say, no, I don't know, that kind of thing. So it does talk about tax loss harvesting for managed accounts people. We have the ability to work in that space. And then it even brings up citing some things about the fees inside of a 401k. This is probably my favorite question, actually. Now let's talk about fees. According to PBS Frontline Report, an ordinary American can pay as much as $109,000 in retirement fees to their mutual fund providers over a lifetime, which best describes you. I know what I'm paying in fees and I'm happy with the fees I'm paying. I know what I'm paying in fees and I'm unhappy with the fees I'm paying. And I have no idea exactly how much I'm paying in fees. Well, we had a tracking system with the other quiz where we could actually see how many people were clicking each answer. And almost everybody answered, I don't know. They just, it's like, I don't even know what I'm paying. And that, of course, is a big deal. The next one actually is, what about little, and it's in quotes, little known fees only revealed in fund prospectuses and revenue share disclosures, including 12B1 fees and M&E fees and other compensation your investment advisor may be receiving. What about little known fees? And same thing, I don't know, right? So I'm not 100% sure what little known fees I might be paying right now. That verbiage that I've learned, if you use the little known fees with people, it really gets them thinking. So that was, you know, those two questions right there about fees are actually my two favorite questions. And what I found was if I just ask those to somebody in a situation where they're asking, what do I do? And I mention that portion of things, I say, well, you know, there's a lot of little known fees that people pay for inside of their 401k, like 12B1 fees, and you can just mention off a couple of things, right? Expense ratios of funds, things like that. Do you know what those fees add up to for you? And they're like, no, I have no clue. And you're like, well, that would be a big deal because the average person spends $100,000 in those fees over a working career. And they're like, oh my gosh, 100 grand. And you're like, what could an extra 100 grand do for you, right? Because you might be able to lower their fees dramatically. So I want to move on and kind of open back up again. So that's kind of the quiz. I just want to kind of step through the actual quiz and some of the questions, because it sounds like a lot of people hadn't gotten the chance to go through it yet. So good morning, Wendy, go ahead. Oh, no, Wendy.
Who are you guys? Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're good.
You know, I was just sitting at the dashboard and sending this quiz out to the team. So just doing a team message, reminding him about the kickoff tomorrow. So Josh, I'm assuming you're going to be covering this tomorrow. And then I'm going to have everybody on the team take the quiz. So I think this is just fantastic because when people say it, it's the truth.
Man, you just said right? It. When they say it, yep. It's the truth. That's right.
It's the truth. No. Amazing. Good job. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I'm doing it right now. Good.
All right. Who else has something to speak to you about things? Go ahead, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Super pumped just to be here with everyone. I think, honestly, this group and the mastermind that happens with it is just simply one of the best. And as Mark said, I just really want to, one, thank you for being so on the forefront and looking at ways on how to improve not only your business and how that trickles down to all of us. I honestly believe that there's things that come along that you can grab a hold of and say, wow, I really can use that. You know, I know a lot of people have the LFIC videos. This is one of those tools where I think the possibilities, we're not even, you know, even scratch, as John Addison used to say, we haven't even scratched the scratch of how to use this and what it could be used for. And I'm just literally thinking to myself, you know, there's so many resources out there that we can use. Get really, really good at a few. And this for me is definitely one of those tools it's not, Darren Hardy would say, you know, it's not how many books you can read in a year. It's how many books can you read and extract the content and use the content for massive growth. And I think this is one of those tools.
Yeah, thank you, John. So quizzes, the reason a quiz, so like you said, just starting understanding that scratch of the scratch, right? Gosh, I miss John Anderson speaking. That just hit me like, man, that dude would always get me fired up. So, but the idea that, so what a quiz does fundamentally is a quiz is much more interactive than other things like in advertising, in an email, in, you know, that kind of thing. So a quiz gets people thinking. And as Wendy says, they're then saying the answer. Then it becomes true because the salesperson doesn't say it. They say it. They're the one that says, I don't know what their mind. They hear that little voice that goes, fee, little known fees. I have no clue what I'm paying in fees. But this is saying it can cost me $100,000, right? It's them saying that. So then once they come to that conclusion, it's found to be true, and then they want to make, you know, and take action on it. So, Kristen, if you just want to help kind of reset the room here, and we're probably going to move into part two, which is the actual results pages right after this.
Okay, sure. So everybody, thank you so much for being here today. This is our Sales Team Pro Clubhouse room every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And today, Josh is giving us a full tutorial of the new retirement quiz that Sales Team Pro just put out. So if you don't know where to find it, it's on your dashboard. It's a link that can be copied and sent out to all prospects. And Josh said that within 30 days of sending that, it increases AUM 7 figures, which is pretty incredible. I want to make sure everybody knows about our Sales Team Pro kickoff tomorrow over Zoom. That starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time and goes until noon Pacific time. We have a fantastic lineup. And then Sunday evening, we have our fundamentals training starting at 5 p.m. Pacific. Daniel Alonzo and Tommy Lee will be hosting that. That is Life Insurance 101. But right now, we are talking all about the retirement quiz on Sales Team Pro. If you have any questions or comments, hit the hand button at the bottom. We'll bring you up. And Josh, back to you.
Thank you, Kristen. Just good to kind of get the room reset and re-going. So what I wanted to mention, by the way, is if you're down, anybody who's not a speaker and the speakers themselves, make sure that you tap on the speakers at the top, their heads. That way that we, if you don't follow us, we don't have the ability to ping you into rooms. If we're doing a room and we're like, man, this would be a great conversation for Manuel to hear, that kind of thing. And we know that you're the kind of advisor that thinks like this, and we're in a great room and we'd love to ping you in. We can't do that if you don't follow us. So one of the best things to do are, for instance, you click on my little face up there at the top. I'm the one with the gray is kind of popping and going, right? So you click on that and then you literally just hit the follow button. Okay. It's really simple. So you follow. And one of the best things to do too, for most of the speakers are going to have this, is if you click on our bio, like in mine, you'll see I'm on Clubhouse to educate employees and business owners on financial strategies. Click on that and you can scroll down and you'll see the Instagram little logo, and you'll see Joshua P. Mock for Instagram. Click on that and follow me on Instagram. Make sure to follow me on Instagram before you DM me, because if you DM me for anything, it's, if you ever DM somebody on Instagram, you may or may not know this, if you try to write them like, hey, you got questions, this happens a lot here on Clubhouse, people write me on Instagram, but they don't follow me first. It throws people to a junk mail. It throws people to a junk box. It's called a request. It doesn't put you in our normal DM box. Many times we don't see those messages because Instagram filters out people who are just trying to write you who don't follow you. It's assumed to be spam. So you want to make sure to do that correctly so that if you're writing me, that kind of thing, love to keep up with you, help you, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing is make sure you're part of the Sales Team Pro new Telegram that we just opened up, because actually this Clubhouse has created the demand for it. So everybody was always asking, where's our own Telegram? LFIC's got one. We need one for STP. So we got one started this week. It's brand new. I think it's like 48-hour old group, and we're already at 327 members, and growing quickly. So really, really excited about that. So what I want everybody to do here for this next part, and then we're going to open up for some questions, is if you're in front of your computer, or at least remember remember where to go. Okay. You're going to go to your campaigns on your left panel. Then you're going to go to clients. So zips you down to the campaign. Okay. And then once you get to the campaigns, in the correct campaign under the client section, you'll see retirement quiz in the top left. You're going to click on view campaign email. And right there about the second paragraph down in the purple letters, you're going to see the four reports are available to view here. Now, the client is not getting all four of these, okay? The reason the quizzes are taking more time, so they were a little hung up yesterday. We were writing about this on Telegram. I put a little video out. Is these are actually customized. This is what's super cool about this, Mark. It's like we built out, Lucas and I built out, when they answer certain questions, it moves them. There's like a flow chart to these questions. Everybody answers the same questions, but based on if you answer like 2 out of 3 or this and that, what happens is based on the questions you ask, you can get one or even 2 of these 4 things based on the questions you answer. So if you answer a certain way, it triggers this thing. Well, the system at the end has to literally tabulate your questions, figure out the math, like figure out the results, and then send you the right PDF. It's not just simply like a super generic, you know, that's why I was saying we do this for the life insurance. It's not this real generic thing. No, they're getting one for them. Like if their best friend sits right next to them and answers questions differently, they're going to get a different result. So that's what actually is really, really neat about this, because it is truly customized. So there's 4 types. We have what's called the RD gap, the TH gap, TE gap, and LF gap. Okay. So what you'll do is you can go in there and before you start blasting this out to clients, okay, you know, we want to be professional, and to be professional means to know our stuff, know our craft, right? So what you want to know is people are getting this and people call you and say, hey Joe, I got my quiz back and it says I got a TE gap. What is that? And you're like, I don't know. Hold on. I haven't read the brochure. You know, we don't want that, right? So we want to know what each of these mean. Okay. So you can click on the first one, let's say, and we'll go, you scroll down. Now all of this wording is, you know, what we've put together. Okay. So, and what was put together by the quiz program that I was a part of. Okay. So you scroll down, let's say the RD gap, all right, which stands for risk diversification. Okay. So if they click on those things, like, I don't know if I'm large cap, small cap, there's a couple questions about diversification in asset allocation. If they don't click on, or if they click those answers incorrectly, let's say, they get this one, right? Which means you don't really know what's going on with your asset allocation or your risk. So in here then is this word, all this little wording about here's what that means, what risk diversification means, what portfolio diversification means, what a mutual fund overlap is, exposure to company stocks, because somebody could maybe own a lot of individual stock in their own firm, right? And have a risk issue, right? Asset allocation issue. Then it goes into the 4 pieces of your retirement puzzle. And it does show in here all of them at the base. So it'll show like a little chart, like their highest is the RD issue, the second, you know, this and that. So they have their LF gap, which is little known fees gap, TE gap, that's the tax efficiency, TE tax efficiency, right? LF, little fees, they're fairly easy to remember for us. And TH is the time horizon. Okay. So they don't know when they're going to retire. Okay. So then they scroll down, and then really all that's below that is here's what you can do about it and investment disclosures and that kind of thing from the company. So basically that's where you can go in here to pop down and go into these. Okay. So like, let me hop into the LF one.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Would it be okay? I actually did this for Brittany, my wife, on Saturday morning, and I got that PDF. It sent out to her. Honestly, guys, when everything's up and running, she got it in less than 5 minutes, sent to her email, that PDF.
It was fast.
Would that be okay if I throw that out on Telegram for people to just kind of read through so they can see the 4 different
areas you're talking about maybe after this call today so they can see it if they haven't received their own?
Yeah, I've got the I've got the actual PDF of them that we can put up. They're 100% generic in nature. They don't have anybody's names on them or anything like that. So yeah, we can share those to the Telegram just so they're kind of out there for everybody to see and read. So
all right,
everybody wants to go through these though. This is just a huge element of this because you can't, you got to know what's in them so that you can explain it, right? I mean, it's like, how do you do a good job if you don't know what's in it? So I don't know if anybody's read in through those. I know we got some people, a couple people that came up for questions, so you don't have to jump into what we were just talking about. But so I see Adam, you had came up. You got a question, buddy? Good morning. Let's see if he's here.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't really a question. I'm just excited because I used to, my brokerage spans from Las Vegas up to Boise, Idaho, in the Portland metropolitan area. And I get referred to clients all the time. But it, again, it's like I just got referred to a guy in a pharmacist, and he's in the retirement age and he has nobody helping him. And then I got referred to another client in Las Vegas and they're at 57 years old. Situation. How do I put myself in places? And so this is, I think this is a great tool to be able to diversify and get across multiple states as we're able to operate now.
That's awesome. We're really glad to have you using it. And I know that you're working on going RVP, so keep it going, man. Very, very exciting. Todd Newkirk, good morning. Hey, man, I know you're new to STP. You've been in STP for only, not a real long period of time. Welcome. Hopefully you're finding all this stuff super helpful and, good morning. Hopefully Todd's there. Maybe a child is yelling at this current moment. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey Josh. Yes, man, we are using it. I'm loving this. We just started the retirement quiz. And what I did is I just downloaded all the PDFs. So when I send it out to the clients, I have some reference point. And I just kind of want to share a tip. We actually had two clients retire in the last 45 days. Both of them had a Zoom retirement party. Each of them had about a dozen people that plugged into that. And what I'm going to do is I'm crafting an email of a letter of introduction that the client's going to send on our behalf. And I'm going to include that retirement quiz. And I'm going to have them put in a letter, hey, here's a retirement quiz that helped us get on track for retirement. I think useful. And we're going to have them send it out to every single one of those people that plugged in the retirement party. And I'm fired up about this, guys, because this totally is a game changer when it comes to our business. This is what distinguishes us as the professionals that we always talk about. And I just know from this, we're going to be able to collect multiple clients. So we're fired up. Thank you so much, Josh, for actually creating this and sharing this with us.
So thanks, Todd. That was an amazing idea. Retirement party. Oh, my gosh. Birds of a feather flock together, right? Who do retirees know? A bunch of retirees and pre-retirees. I was at a client's house just the other day. She just retired as a school teacher. We're kind of over there wrapping up all of her 403B stuff and how we're consolidating, et cetera. A friend came over, said they had a financial person as well. I heard them at the door when she said, oh, that's my financial guy, my money guy. And she, the other person said, oh, I've got one of those. And then later on said, but he doesn't come to my house. And I've never, cause I was kind of breaking down everything and they were like, oh, what are you going through? And blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, they give me some recommendations, but I don't really do like all this. And I said, well, if you want somebody that does all this, give me a call, kind of thing. So it's just amazing because those kinds of people hang around each other, right? So 35-year-olds hang out with people up and down of 5 years of their age. Everybody does. The average is you hang out with people about 5 years up or down of your current age. So if you're talking to a 65-year-old, they know a bunch of 60-year-olds to 70-year-olds. So anybody else have something to kick in? Otherwise, we're going to kick it down to some folks that came up for a question. No. All right. So, go ahead, Mark.
No, just a question. Did somebody put those PDFs out on, just so we can look at the results? Did somebody put it on Telegram?
I did not. Todd, are you on Telegram now? You're in there? Let's see if Todd's still available.
Yep. No, I'm not on the Telegram, Josh.
No, okay.
Somebody mentioned that they could put something out there, so.
Yeah. Mike Horner, do you think that's possible for you to save those off of the campaign and see if you could toss those up while I'm doing this?
Yeah, I think I can do that. Do you just want me to post the client PDF that we receive?
Correct.
Or they receive?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I can do that. Yep. No problem.
You can get them all off the campaign if you want to go to the campaign, and they're all in there. So,
okay.
Yep. Okay. All right. Awesome. Bernie, you got a question. Welcome. Look forward to hearing from you. Go ahead. Let's see if he can, Bernie or Todd, whoever's ready there at the bottom. You guys had raised your hands, so let's see if they get a chance to come off mute.
Oh. Good morning from Vancouver. This is Beth and Bernie.
Oh, there we go. Good morning.
For our fellow Canadians on the chat today, wait a minute, because it's not Canadianized, but Lucas is on top of that. So just wait, it'll come. So thank you and have a terrific day from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about the Canadian issue in mentioning that this morning. So thank you. Appreciate that very much. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Josh, great stuff. I just had a couple questions. Will we, through Sales Team Pro, I went and took the test myself or the quiz myself, but I did not get my results because I think I have my same email in there in Sales Team Pro and it creates headaches. But will we get the questions, the answers to the questions from each client that fills that out?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good, good. I was wondering if that would be the case. And we will know, I think you already answered this, but we'll know one of the four results that they had as well, then is what you're saying too?
Correct. So we get an email. So somebody fills it out. What you then get is an email from STP that's going to show every single question and their answer. So it's going to show question by question and every one of their answers in that little report. So that's the way for you to follow up. So that, yep. and essentially how you know that somebody took the quiz. So you get the thing, you can see that John Doe took the quiz. He's 60. He's thinking about retiring in the next 2 years. He's got $500,000+, you know, and then you can kind of see what's going on, which then allows you to pick up the phone and ask great questions, right? So thanks. Yep. Great question, Todd.
Yep. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you. So anybody else have something to kind of kick in based around that, or you've been getting, you know, has anybody seen those results yet? I've had those quiz questions come through for me, but I've been working on this for over a month. So I don't know if anybody else has seen those come through. Go ahead. Good morning, Joe Casella.
Hey, Josh. This is awesome stuff. I just want to throw out, I have not started using it yet, but my brain is exploding right now because I'm just seeing so many ways this can be applied. So I just want to plant a couple of seeds. It may not be necessarily profound stuff, but just some stuff I'm thinking about. First, we're going to be doing some seminars on retirement at our church in the fall. We're getting that lined up. We had already decided that we were going to have people kind of come in, whether they registered through a landing page or not, or maybe on the way in, just sign in a quick ad through STP to get them into the system. But now that this is out, I feel like we've got a great value add that we can say, you know, after the seminar is over, hey, everybody who came in, you're going to get a retirement quiz that's going to come out as soon as this is over. Fill that out. And I think that's just going to, like George Verdugo was saying, you hit them 5 to 10 minutes after something's over, any type of communication, that's going to lead to results. And now I feel like we have something to give out where, you know, maybe we were just used to be giving out the How Money Works brochure, which doesn't give us a lot of contact with them. So that's the first thing. Second of all, I love the retirement parties. I'm actually going to be doing my first one here probably in a couple months. When I work with a client with a debt stacking, I'm going to start doing debt-free parties and buying food, buying some beer, wine, whatever, and just saying, hey, the party's on me. Invite all your friends. So to have some type of quiz that we can give out with that too will be great, whether it's through a QR code or something like that. But then thinking about like Dean Francis talking about the marketing made simple, you know, I think I know I have to redo my landing page. One of the things he said is you want to make it a squeeze page where if you have a profile video, they're definitely going to click on it. But to have this call of action Like, for example, I have a referral I'll be doing a quick phone call with at 2 o'clock today. And after we do a quick 15 minute call, I'm going to tell him the next step is I'm going to send you a link to my website. You need to watch the quick video there and then click to schedule our next to set up our first meeting, that whether we do it over Zoom or face to face, but to just have a consistent process. So, you know, that whole 1, 2, 3 step. Hey, well, here's the process, Josh. You know, you got referred to me. We do a quick phone call, or even if it's a prospect, we need you to go to this website, my landing page. Number one, watch the video. Number two, take the quiz. And then number three, schedule the time for us to meet. So just having that process. And I know not everybody's going to be in the retirement area. So this is where I'm kind of planting a seed in your head. This is probably months down the line. But if there's a way to start, maybe if we could do a preliminary quiz where the first 1 to 2 answers is going to direct them to what type of quiz they need to take on our landing pages. If it's a life insurance one, a debt one, or a retirement one, or just an overall F&A one, so we can collect that data. But just a process everybody can follow to funnel everybody down to these quizzes, because this is just gold, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, there's going to be more quizzes to come for sure. Thank you, Joel. Man, really great idea of the retirement party. Just throw in that for your clients. give me one of those every weekend, right? I mean, you know, a bunch of retirees showing up, everybody's having fun, they're all excited, and you're the guy or gal who helped this person retire. Talk about business coming to you. So, yeah, we're going to work on some kind of a, like I said, the life insurance quiz. I was starting to build one out on this other site where I was able to build some of my own quizzes. I was starting to build kind of a general one that would filter you down to basically a retirement gap, an insurance gap, a debt gap. So I was thinking a bit like that, and where they could still yet again get multiple of those, where, you know, if they're receiving multiple, which, by the way, at the end of the quiz right now, they're simply getting an email, okay? So let me back up to that. When people finish the quiz right now, it just basically says, like, thank you, you're going to get your results, okay? I'm finishing up the script right now. We had so much, we wanted to get the quiz live. So we wanted to get the quiz up and running. But what I'm finishing here is I'm going to create a video that will be at the end of all of our quizzes. It's going to be just a video of me. I've been dialing in the script where I'm just expressing what they just did, what they probably felt when they're going through it. They're going to get 1 or 2 different PDFs in email, that those would be coming to them over the course of the next 15 minutes, you know, that they go look in the spam and the junk. And then, so basically I'm going to be doing a short video. It's going to be probably 2 minutes long at the end to help move them to action, which will be, look, if you had a single question in there that made you think, I'm not sure, or made you feel uneasy, you need to reach out right now to the person who gave you this quiz, that kind of thing. So we're going to have a follow-up video at the end to actually move people through to take action rather than just get the PDF, maybe not read it, this and that. So that video is coming really soon to the end of the quizzes. So good morning, Dano. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, just a quick question. I know we get the email from, you know, that tells us the client's questions, how they answered them, things like that. Do we get any sort of indicator either in STP or in the email that tells us, you know, whether they had like an RH gap or an RD gap or anything like that, so we kind of know which PDF actually went to them? You may have covered that, but I might have missed it.
Well, we get the total results. We get the results from them taking the quiz in an email. I'm going to go back. I did one yesterday for my wife. Man, where did I put that?
Because I actually had done one, and I'm actually now looking at it, and I got all the answers to my questions in, you know, the email that's sent to me directly, that, hey, the client has gone in and done this, and then mm-hmm. what their answers are. And then in my email that I used, it sent me, you know, the evaluation, which, by the way, looks phenomenal. It's very, very professional, and explains, you know, what your gap is, and, you know, kind of breaks it back down. But I didn't see anywhere that correlated that it's letting me as the advisor know that they had this gap versus that gap. And what piece was mailed to them, emailed to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Lucas. I don't know if it's possible for us to know that.
Okay.
Only because my the other system that I had didn't do that part either. And so that I'm a little unclear on as well. I mean, you can kind of know by reading the questions what they're going to get, but
right.
You know, so you could tell them, I say, Daniel, it looks like you have a couple of different areas potentially of concern. But which particular gap answer did you get? And then he says, well, I got the TE gap. You say, okay. And I see that. And I see you also answered a few of these kind of things, or you can say, I got two of them, you know, that kind of thing. So I think we'll have to do a little bit of training on here as far as how you can look at your questions and formulate a great question to assume the one that they got.
Correct.
I'll talk to Lucas, but I don't think technologically that it's going to be very simple to do that.
That's kind of what I was thinking. It might not trigger it to be able to go out, but I mean, everything did work like you've described it. I mean, like clockwork, I hit submit, you know, finish the quiz. It goes through, sends me as the agent. Hey, I got, you know, STP says, hey, you got a client. Here's what they basically have filled out. Here's the answers to their questions. Then I went over to the other email. Hey, thanks for filling out the quiz. Walks you down through it. Our team has realized this. And then it just starts walking you down through their areas of concern.
Yeah. Awesome. Good, good. Well, I'm glad it's working. I think there was, you know, some glitches yesterday, but it appears that they're probably getting straightened out. So it was one of those things where you went live with it and like everybody started using it, I think, simultaneously. So, Jessica, I think you had a question, brought you up. Good morning. And are you ready to go? Let's see if she's good to come off mute or not.
Sorry. Yes. I apologize in advance. I'm at the park with my son.
Yeah, to go for it.
But I'm also a Canadian, RVP in Ontario. And I did the quiz. I never got the report to the email, so I'm not sure if that was before the glitch got fixed or whatever. But I was talking to Lucas, and I said, hey, like, do you mind sending me all of the stuff? And then I can maybe start working on changing it to kind of Canadianize it. So I'm not sure if that's what Bernie and his wife were saying, that I don't know if I'm the solution, because that's what I told him I would do. So he gave it to me, and I'm going to try to edit it. But if there's any other Canadians on the call that want to kind of collaborate on that, just let me know. My husband's kind of the brains behind the investment world, so I need to get his time to help me with it. If there's any other Canadians, you can even just message me maybe on the Facebook STP page, and then maybe we could think of a way to kind of collaborate on that. Or I'll reach back out to Lucas just to see if they're working on it was me, or if he has another, if someone else is helping him. I'm not sure. So I just wanted to let the Canadians out there know that. And if anyone's interested in helping with the revisions, then let me know as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jessica. Of course, we want to get that out to all the Canadians as fast as possible, so that you guys don't feel like you're left out. Or not felt like you're actually being left out. We want you to be able to utilize it as quick as possible. So another quick tip for everybody on Clubhouse. We, of course, doesn't have a DM feature. You can't direct message somebody through Clubhouse. So the best way to do that for us is one of two ways. Number one, you're going to have to reach out to Jessica, let's say, on Telegram. So everybody on here is going to have to make sure you're in Telegram as the app. And also in the Sales Team Pro group to make life easy for that part. Mike Corner just posted the sample report on Telegram. So here we go, conversation on Telegram. He just put it up. So you want to be able to go there. Then, so either that people on here can reach you on Telegram, or what I suggest for everybody, it's also helped me get more followers on Instagram, is connect your Instagram to here, because Instagram is kind of the DM feature for Clubhouse. People go to Instagram, follow somebody, and then you can actually write with them there. So so that we have a way to, for instance, Jessica, for everybody to get a hold of her, assuming she's on Telegram, and her Instagram is not inside of her profile on Clubhouse, but that's one of those things that I recommend everybody to do as well. So go ahead, John. Why don't you wrap us up a little bit?
Oh my gosh, didn't expect that. But I just wanted to let everyone know I just did it, and you know, probably within 3 to 5 minutes, I got the report. So I think we're running live much better now.
Okay, so it appears that Lucas and Steve got the issues fixed, which is good, because yesterday we were having some issues. So, well, a lot of information today. I know I was going through, you know, a ton of stuff. It felt like tomorrow's kickoff. Don't miss tomorrow's kickoff. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm going to probably be getting into the quiz again on there for everybody who's not a part of Clubhouse. Of course, Clubhouse is where it's at. This is where, you know, the audiopreneur is exploding, is in these kind of spaces, and where I think we're all learning a ton as well. So, but tomorrow, the kickoff, make sure to follow everybody right now. If you haven't done that, follow all the speakers so that they can reach back out to you for things. Make sure you're part of the Telegram group for STP. Use this retirement quiz. We'll be doing more training on it. But go blow up your business. Go do something special. Go change a bunch of people's lives. There's a lot of people out there that need our help all over these two countries, and they're waiting for us to come to them in a professional manner. Everybody, thank you so much. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you and see you tomorrow.